We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We now go to the Snyder Orange Hotline and welcome in our insider from MLB.com and Brewers.com. His name is Adam McAlvey. Adam, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tim. It's great to hear your voice.
Thanks. You've been staying safe, and some good news for you and the book. Let's start with the book. I can't wait to get my hands on it and dig in. And you know, I live and eat and sleep Brewers baseball. But tell us about the book.
Well, Tuesday was like the official on sale date, so it's really exciting that people are getting shipments. I actually saw a box outside my neighbor's house today that looks like about the right size and weight. So looks like my neighbor is set. And it's really rewarding to have people hold it in their hands and start to page through and look at all the photographs and get a little feedback on something that I've been working on since the end of the 2018 season. So to kind of come to the end of the beginning, I guess, is pretty exciting. And I keep saying this, but it's true. I really hope it's something that brings people a little nostalgia and helps pass the time while we all keep our fingers crossed for the real thing.
Well, and it's interesting. You grew up in the area as a fan, and then you make a living covering that team as well as the sport. How many things? I would imagine it would be a ton, but what are some of the things that you learned that you didn't know when you started delving into this thing? I mean, I go back to the 70s in which, I'm collecting my Brewer baseball cards, and they were always the top stack. We all know that they were kept separated, and, guys like Billy Champion and Kevin Coble and Billy Travers and things like this. But what were some of the things that you learned as you dipped into this thing?
Well, look, I mean, where I had the most education was definitely the very, very early days, because I've witnessed the Miller Park era, been fortunate to work for MLB.com and cover this team since 2001. So that was, I kind of was able to firsthand witness that. And then just being around all of the great players who are around the ballpark so much, Gorman and Jim Gantner, and Robin Yount was on the coaching staff for a time, and Raleigh Fingers is back, here and there. So you learn about kind of those glory years, but those early days were shrouded in some mystery for me. Beyond knowing kind of the story of Bud Selig angling to get a franchise back to Milwaukee after the Braves left in 1965, this was my opportunity to really dive in and, really it started at the Milwaukee Public Library and go through some of the newspaper clippings from those, basically 69, 70, and ride the roller coaster that you guys all must have been riding when, they were trying to get this team, and one day it would look really good, and then the next day the deal was dead. And then the next day, looks like there's a chance again. And then the next day the deal is dead. And finally, March 31st into April 1st, 1970, it's finally true. Major League Baseball is back, and what a joyous day that must have been for a lot of baseball fans. So that period of time between getting the team and then getting to opening day is something I had never had a chance to really dive into. And I think when people read the book, they'll see that I spent a lot of time on that period to try to tell that story a little bit more. In terms of the learning, that was definitely the area where I had the best education.
Yeah, say what you want about Bud Selig, and throughout the country, people have their opinion of Bud Selig. But if you break it down to Bud Selig connected to Brewers baseball, I last time I saw him, I thanked him. And I thanked him for what is Brewers baseball, because if it weren't for Bud Selig, now again, you can talk all day long about the steroid thing and all that, but I'm just talking about Brewers baseball in connection with Bud Selig. It is, I am forever grateful that there is a Milwaukee Brewers, and if it were not for him, there would not be.
Well, here's what I like about Mr. Selig is that he'll debate you on all those things. Questions about Major League Baseball's response to performance-enhancing drugs are not out of bounds, and he will talk at length about their thinking going into that, how he feels that they succeeded in areas where they didn't succeed in that process. I think the same is true of the stadium debate. He's not afraid of having a conversation about the virtue of public financing, because that's something people have very strong opinions about and great data on both sides of that argument, and he's not afraid to have that discussion. Expansion, introduction of the wild card, all of these things that were controversial at the time in a sport that resists change as much as any sport we've got in this country, he is willing to have those discussions. And I like that about him. He is a strong believer in baseball being bigger than just a game, part of the fabric of our country. And I think, you know, he said this many, many times, that of all the things that he has done in his life, all the different experiences, including being the ninth commissioner of this sport and making it to the Sports Hall of Fame, that the proudest thing is April 1st, 1970, getting Major League Baseball officially back into his hometown of Milwaukee. So his connection to this city remains really, really strong. And, you know, the debate about the virtues and foibles is part of what makes this game great, and the story of Bud Selig is no different.
Adam McKelvey joins us here on the Bill Michaels Show. And, Adam, we'll get to today. Now, I don't know how far you want to go with what's going on with the proposal from the owners, and we're hearing some feedback. It's trickling out now, as you know, from some of the players, and we're getting differing views here. Paul DeJong says he wants some of the restrictions lifted a little bit at the facilities, and others are saying, well, there's certain protocols that we have to have. Your thoughts here on the biggest debate that's going on now in regards to getting baseball back here shortly?
Well, here's the way I've looked at it. I feel like the economic question has been the thing most discussed and written about. Basically, negotiation between the owners and players of how to handle salaries and contracts and what happens if a guy doesn't want to play and all those different incredibly complicated issues. Those are, as I said, incredibly complicated. And also, to me, secondary to the health challenges of making this happen. Because, you know, you see that proposal and it's extensive and some things are contradictory. You know, no showering, or that's not exactly true, but players are discouraged from showering because they're in close quarters, right? The idea is to avoid situations in close quarters, but then they leave and get on a plane to go somewhere. So there's contradictory things, and it's just because this is an unprecedented, incredibly complicated, still somewhat unknown, because we, you know, medical experts learn more and more about this virus every day. And because of all those complicating factors, this becomes just so difficult to solve, it almost makes your head explode. So everybody is going to have strong opinions. I'm certain that no matter what happens, there's going to be adjustments and amendments and best practices changing as everything goes along. Just because of the fact that this is a novel virus and we don't know everything about it. The smartest people on the planet don't know everything about this virus. And there's no one person who can write a plan and say, here's how you do this, and no one's going to get sick and it's going to go perfectly. So it's just very complicated. And I remain optimistic that the sides are going to be able to get to a point where they're comfortable with the risk. And that everybody is equally upset about the finances and that they can play baseball again. But getting to that point is really hard.
Yeah, and I agree with what you're saying here. But from the fans' perspective, and somebody's sitting in Eau Claire right now listening to us, it's a tough listen. It's a tough listen when that kind of money is rolled around there.
Yeah, nobody likes to listen to millionaires and billionaires fight about money.
Mm-hmm.
And It would be better if this were not happening in the public. That seems obvious. So, but this is high level negotiation, and, you know, as much as everybody, I do believe everybody is thinking in the best interest of the game of baseball, and the country and both countries, United States and Canada, with the Blue Jays involved, everybody wants good in this situation. But at the same time, these are really thorny things to sort out, and both sides want to feel like they're doing this in a fair way and a healthy way. And the problem is that everybody's going to have different outlooks on what that means.
I've been bringing up this example, Adam, and just in the nature of strategy here for the Brewers on the field, the DH, man, that is just a gift for this team, is it not? I mean, come on. Given what you know about who would break camp and be on that opening day roster, does the DH not advantage Brewers here just because of the makeup of their roster and the names?
Yeah, I mean, they are certainly a team that's positioned to take advantage of that should it be an option to them. And, you know, the key, though, is that this is a theoretical discussion. We're talking about on paper. Right? Like on paper, this solves the Garcia Braun logjam in right field and the Braun Justin Smoke logjam at first base that we talked about so much before the game shut down in March. But, you know, the idea of depth is now such a part of the conversation of this team that, you know, an injury, whatever, some other situation changes your depth situation, and then all of a sudden you don't feel covered at that position. So I would just say that on paper, as everything stands right now, the Brewers are definitely positioned to take advantage of this. And look, for a guy like Ryan Braun, it has the potential to, you know, remember back in January, he's talking about the potential of this being his last season and last on deck and last first day of spring training, last Cactus League debut, all those types of things were very much on his mind. Now, you know, maybe this changes the outlook a little bit if there's a DH in play and he continues to perform at a high level offensively, because I think he's shown that when he's healthy and reasonably rested, he's potent and he comes up in those big situations and can do damage. So I always hesitate to talk about good things because people are in really hard times right now. There are a lot of people really struggling, and we're talking about the benefits of a DH. But if we're just talking about it from a purely baseball point of view, this could be a good thing for Ryan Braun and the Brewers.
No, that's not a bad thing to preface. I do it all the time on the air. We can't make because someone is just tuning in and they well, you're talking about DH and people are dying. I get that part. We all feel for those families affected by this. There's no question about that. Adam, I wish I had more time, but real quick, the title of the book and where can we get it?
It's called The Milwaukee Brewers at 50, and basically you can get it anywhere you like to buy your books. Amazon has it. It might take a couple of days because they're prioritizing certain deliveries, but Barnes & Noble, I saw, you can pull up to the curb and pick up a copy right now if you'd like. Boswell Book Company on Downer, if you're in Milwaukee, has it. I know some other local bookstores around the state have access to it as well via their websites. So I really appreciate everybody who's shown interest in it. It's super exciting. And like I said, I hope it's something that brings people a little bit of joy and that they enjoy the book.
Well, you should be proud of it. Adam, one of the nicest guys in the media you're ever going to want to meet. Adam McCalvey, thanks for the time. We'll be in touch.
All right, Tim. All right, see you soon.
Yeah, there he is on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.